Advances in technology are the way forward for the Freemason. These allow the actions of all individuals in society to be monitored, checked, and recorded. Information is their key. The more information they have on individuals, the more accurately they can predict their actions and the way they think, and the easier they are to manipulate, control, and subdue. The Freemasons are creating a society, and in the society, choice is but an illusion. Technology is there to restrict the choices you have, and the choices you do have are in actual fact the products of a manipulated mind that has been steered into a predefined direction. Control of the masses means the complete control of every aspect of human life, your life. Shocking acts of terrorism, soaring crime rates, and increasing incidences of violence are propounded by film, media, and government reports alike, create strong public sympathy and support for harsh tactics and surveillance techniques. In this way, more and more technology can be introduced, and the level of monitoring and surveillance can be increased, until individuals are monitored to a level more befitting a totalitarian state. Public opinion will once again be manipulated to give the Masons justification for their actions and make their goals easier. The means of monitoring the masses and storing all personal information on individuals in society on a massive mega database are already underway. Rapid movements are taking place towards storing personal information on individuals on plastic, such as banking details, driving license information, and national insurance details. Currently, these details are stored on separate cards, but plans are well underway to merge all the information onto one identity card. The consequence would be complete monitoring of all purchases and transactions and personal details of an individual at the touch of a button. In 1992, the Vice Chancellor of the British Supreme Court, Nicholas Brown Wilkinson, told the High Court that if the information obtained by the police, the Inland Revenue, the social services, the health service and other agencies will be to be gathered together in one file, the freedom of the individual will be greatly at risk. However, the Freemasons, through the governments controlled by them, already have access to a vast array of information about you. They can already find out who you talk to on the phone, where you work, where you shop, what you eat, what you wear, how much you are worth, what you earn, and the list goes on and on. One identity card would allow even closer monitoring and enable a complete psychological profile to be compiled on every individual in society. Information which would make it very easy to predict, control, and manipulate actions. However, there is a gap that the Masons need to fill in. By using hard currency, an individual can evade detection and vital information is lost since hard currency transactions are untraceable. As a result, moves are being made to replace hard currency with a system that relies totally on electronic funds transfer. In other words, a system that relies totally on cards. Trails in Swindon have heralded the first signs of a move towards the introduction of smart cards and electronic money on a national scale in the UK. The Mondex scheme is pioneered by NatWest and Midland Banks and British Telecom, and is the first British trail of a smart card. Inside a smart card is a microchip which calculates every single transaction, not only financial transactions, but records every single thing for which it is used. It can serve as a credit card, a building society passbook, library card, travel card, phone card, and quite possibly an identity card. The concept was pioneered in France, which already has its own rigorous identity system. Although an identity card would reveal much detail, it would not be able to locate any one person precisely at any given instant time. This would require some sort of tracking device that could be put on and detected wherever that person may be on the globe. The tracking device would be an all-purpose microchipped identification device or an electronic implant placed under the skin. These implants could then send off a signal which could then be picked up by satellite in low Earth orbit, locating and identifying the subject. Although this may sound like the works of fiction, it is, however, already well on its way to becoming reality. There are already approximately 48 global positioning satellites in orbit that are in use by the United States and her allies. These satellites can act upon incoming signals and pass down accurate information to the source of the signal about its location. At present, the source of the signals are devices that attach to tanks, battleships, aircraft, or handheld instruments for accurate navigation purposes. The next step would be to introduce the device that creates the source signal on every individual. Currently, one form of device that has been created specifically as a signal source for the satellites is the electronic tag. Already a scheme using such tags on individuals is in operation in the UK. The justification used is that it is necessary to curb the growth in the population of the already overflowing prisons. The tag fits securely around the offender's wrists and can be monitored to see if the offenders are violating curfew regulations. Pilot tagging schemes are already in operation in Greater Manchester, Berkshire and Norfolk, with plans for expansion in other countries in the coming year. In an article of the Daily Telegraph dated the 13th of November 1997, Jack Straw, the current British Home Secretary, stated that electronic tagging has developed rapidly in the past few years, as has people's confidence in it. There is no argument that it has within it the scope for further significant development. And with the people firmly under their watchful eye, the Masons can now further advance their plans for global control, manipulating them in accordance with their own ends. And this manipulation would be achieved by any means necessary.